The Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber, striving to be Lumber One.
And this morning, you get to meet a new person to county government, Douglas County Community Recovery Coordinator, Jenny Boyle. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So tell us a little bit about your background. Get real close to the mic there.
Okay. Well, I had 25 years in public service with the state of Oregon, working with families in poverty, helping them to obtain assistance and connecting them with community resources. The last 15 years of my career, I was the program manager for self-sufficiency programs here in Douglas County. I've been retired for about 5 years.
And now you've been, well, but even in retirement, you've been doing some things, right?
I have. I teach I provide nutrition education through Oregon State University Extension Services SNAP Ed program, and I teach elementary school in that program here in Douglas County.
So talk about how you got from that into this community recovery coordinator position. How did all this evolve?
Well, someone contacted me and let me know that there was a temporary position and asked if I would call the county. And so I did. And they needed someone right away to step in and help connecting resources to families and individuals that were impacted by the fire. So this is a very temporary position, and they will have someone else come in and transition for more long-term.
You know, it's interesting when you have a situation like this. I mean, there was a potential forecast a couple days out that something like this could happen, but everybody kind of goes, well, you know, okay. And then it actually did, just kind of like the Weather Service said, and just a tremendous amount of destruction. And while some things can be alleviated in the short term, this is a years-long recovery effort.
Yes, indeed. This is a long recovery effort. There's hazardous waste that needs to be taken care of. There's timber that's very unstable. We have winter coming. You can't just make housing appear for long term. So we're looking for all available housing in Douglas County for those that lost their home. And then there's the impact, you know, emotionally and mentally of losing everything.
I understand some of the people affected who've lost their homes, you know, are already talking about rebuilding. And one of the challenges, we're seeing this from some of the other fires and also as well from the Paradise Fire a few years ago in California, that you've got vast areas of infrastructure that were destroyed. You've got places where they're going to have to put power lines back in, cell service is gone, mm-hmm. things like that. You've also got to go through and check and make sure septic systems still work. And there's, I mean, this is not as easy as just cleaning up an area, which that in itself is a long project. But even if you could get all that done, you're going to be, you know, sort of waiting in line for a lot of things to happen before you can rebuild. So the temporary housing has got to be a big issue.
It is a very big issue. And as you know, Douglas County already has a housing shortage, especially for families that maybe are in lower income brackets. It's very limited.
So as you've begun, what kinds of things have you been doing as you have met with these families?
Well, mostly I have been looking at and learning about the resources that are currently available, learning about FEMA, DEQ, Farm Service Agency programs, and then I have had phone calls. I have a lot of phone calls, a lot of emails. Most of those, I would say, are from the wonderful community that we live in, offering to make donations and offering to help those impacted by the fire. And I am getting some individuals and families that are calling and looking for housing. But mostly it's just the wonderful community reaching out to help their neighbors.
A lot of these people are housed right now with family members, some are in motels, of course, but if people have got the connections, they've got a place to stay in the short term. But as this goes on, there's really a long-term issue with the housing. But there's other things as well that people probably aren't always prepared for, things like filling out insurance forms and things like that, even for the insurance companies from that side. I mean, that's going to be a long part of the process because they've got to come and take a look at property and things like that.
That's right. One of the first things you need to do if you're a homeowner is contact your insurance agency. If you are struggling, there is an insurance advocate in the state of Oregon to help you with that. The other thing is to apply for FEMA.
And how are you able then to kind of connect people, connect the dots with what, you know, because the FEMA website is probably a bit daunting for people, mm-hmm. and figure out exactly where they should go or what specific form they need to address their situation?
Yes, that's right. They can give me a call at 541-440-4338, and I will help direct them on how to apply for FEMA. There's different ways to do that. There, you can do it online through an application, or you can simply make a phone call, and the FEMA folks will help you register.
All right, Jenny Boyle, Community Recovery Coordinator for Douglas County. For now, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:37 at News Radio 1240 KQEN on the Morning Report.